It ended in bad taste and bad feeling, and finished with the guitarist branding the singer an egomaniac. But after months of speculation, Blur are back and are bigger and better than ever. Unlike many a recent rock reunion, the reformed Blur of 2009 will actually consist of the original members, Damon Albarn, Graham Coxon, Alex James and Dave Rowntree. I bet you don't know that as many as 70% of women and 50% of men who have an STI don't show any symptoms at all, none, so you just can't spot it. Steve is out on the town with his mates. Nothing wrong with that. But Steve and his mates are only 15, and over the next 6 hours will drink more units than they should in a month, get into fights, cause havoc in the town centre, chase women old enough to be their mothers, and more than likely end up in a cell, or, at the very least, arrested. Violence in football has been a controversial topic over the last 20 years or so, especially with England fans. Football Factory presents this dilemma perfectly. Danny Dyer epitomises the British football thug, and it's no surprise that he has found himself typecast in several similar roles. Football Factory takes no real plot, apart from the Chelsea fixture list, but it doesn't need one, as it reflects a culture, not a story.